Good night, everybody.
Live! Happy Monday here from the Great Red State of Tennessee. Wow, what just happened here was crazy. That was so funny. Oh, coming to you live from the Great Red State of Tennessee on rumble.com/LFATV. This is ungoverned. It's just... like some, you see it like a fire drill. No, this way. No, not that way. We got rushed by cats before going before getting this to go live today. So that's where we are. Anyway, good evening to everybody, the Ungovernables, the Captain's Crew, the LFA family, and of course McGroin Nation. Hi to anybody who just like 3 minutes before this went live, saw me on Chris Salcido on Newsmax. That was fun. Always fun going on Chris's program. Chris is a good program there. Matt Brown today. He met an interesting person. I'll let him tell you who that was in the chat. That was pretty cool. A lot of people out and about right now just getting involved, and it's great to see. Because what we're going to talk about today is not the best, right? It's more of the same kind of, unfortunately, you know, we're seeing the younger generation, college campuses, et cetera. It's like the repeat of the summer of 2020. But as I said, there's a lot of people like, it's the BLM riots all over again. Yes, yes, in a way, you're right. It is the BLM riots all over again. Again, in a way. Is it the same people? Yeah. Same organizers, the same provocateurs, the same people funding them? To an extent, yes, it's the same people funding them. But they're getting another source of funding that I don't think anybody's talking about or that we're not talking about enough. Everyone's first. I bet I could watch what we're going to do. We're going to do something with the chat. It's not bad if this happens, by the way. Who do you think is funding, let's do this with the chat. Who do you think is funding the anti-Israel, anti-America, pro-Palestine rallies on college campuses? We're going to go to the chat here and see what we have here. Matt said, I met Scott Pressler. He said, Sean's an awesome guy. He did great work on Long Island. Yes. Who do we think is funding? I'm going to take a sip of this vanilla tea. It's delicious. Who do we think is funding these protests? Thank you to ThoughtCast for rating the stream, by the way. Everyone is saying Soros. Very good. That's what I wanted to say. Whoa! Dumb rookie mistake. Music out of nowhere. That's what I wanted to see, Soros. But what if I told you it was somebody else? See what? You say what? It's somebody else. The whole chat says Soros. You see that? Wait till I show you. He, yes, 100%. But it's also somebody else you'd least suspect. Okay, so we have that coming up. We'll do that in a little bit. Little tease there, right? You're like, wait a minute, somebody else that I least suspect. Who could it be? China? Who could it? Did you say China? Did you say China? Brennan's in the corner like this going, China? Is it the Chinese, China? That's what's happening right here. We got to figure out a camera situation. But then we're going to have to glorify that edge of the room. Okay, I can't just have you sit in front of... It's not fabulous right there. So you're going to have to hang like quilts or something that you've been making from the ceiling and it'll look good. Okay. All right. Is everybody there? Look at the chat still. The chat is still going off about who they think is funding it. Not one right answer.
Really?
Not one yet.
Do I know?
Nah, but you might. It'll make sense when we get there. Like I said, in a way. And Soros is definitely behind a lot of this, but there's another one. Look, how many times when I do the shows, right, I say... Please share it because you never know who's going to see it, right? Conservative Christian family. Let's think. You have a conservative. If you're in a conservative Christian family, do you think? We'll ask the chat this one too. This is great. This is good. I like this whole. Maybe we'll start this more often. We'll start off. We'll get the chat's input and we'll see if they're right when we go over the story. That's a pretty cool thing, actually. I think we can start doing that. If you're in a conservative Christian family, yes or no, do you think you would know what we know, the truth, about Disney? Conservative Christian family, do you think you would be in the know with regards to what's going on at Disney? right? I think a lot of people in the chat are going to answer in the affirmative. And they'll probably be right again. Let's see. Let's see. Everyone is still guessing who's funding the protests and still not getting the right answer. Now people are saying yes. Yes, if you're in a conservative... Somebody's watching me. That's funny. That's a China is asshole. That's from that old meme. It's great. Everybody's here saying if you're in a conservative Christian family, you should know the truth about Disney. I agree. We'll get to that story because this proves, right? This the story we'll talk about conservative Christian family and Disney. It's going to prove we need to be better with distribution of information. I'll show you what I mean. Donald Trump slammed RFK, or did he? Or did he? I think what Donald Trump is doing to RFK right now is tactically brilliant. We'll talk about that. And let me just tell you something. Old Rocky Top. Let me tell you something. Oh. Tennessee. Proud to live here. The bill that they just passed. You know, you hear from the left every time the right wants to institute something into education, right? The Pledge of Allegiance. That's propaganda! That's what they say, right? Oh. Yeah. Oh, little baby Olivia. What's the name of that bill? Baby Olivia Act, I think is what it's called. The Baby Olivia Act. Signed into law, which mandates in all of Tennessee's public schools, high schools, the students, in order to graduate, must watch the Baby Olivia video. And the left is calling it propaganda, which means you know it's an effective pro-life messaging device. But this isn't just pro-life. The Baby Olivia video is pro-science. It shows you from fertilization to essentially birth how the human life comes to be in the womb. They're now showing that in all of Tennessee's public schools. 1 million public school students apparently are going to be seeing this. 1 million. So you want to talk about left-wing indoctrination all the time? Oh, I'm all about it. Tennessee state legislature said, we're going to do what North Dakota, we are now the only two states in the nation that are doing this. You want us to take back your country? You could start putting some information into the curriculum. You got a good state legislature, et cetera. When the left calls it propaganda, you say, well, wait a second. How come we can't, you know, you talk about abortions. You talk about how, you know, men could be women. That's arguably more propaganda than the life cycle, how a baby comes to be from fertilization up until birth. This is how you strike back at them. If you can't take the system away from them, you can make the system produce different results. Right? If you don't want your chocolate cake to taste like chocolate, you could change.
You just don't put the chocolate in,
right? You could put vanilla. You could use other flavorings, right? Mm-hmm. Well, right now, the cake that's being baked, right, from the public education system tastes like crap.
Oh, yeah.
So what is Governor Lee, the state of Tennessee, and North Dakota doing? They're changing the ingredients. They're changing the ingredients of the cake. So it tastes like less crap. We got to get to a point where the education system is giving us a cake that tastes good. It's going to take time. This is a great step. We'll get to that as well. Before we get to all of that, at the end of the show, I got the Baby Olivia video. I want to get to a word from our friends at switch2usa.com. That is switch2usa.com. Take a look at this quick video right here.
We all want to make a difference in our country and make change, but we don't all have the ability to do so. A lot of people are busy. They can't join school boards. They can't get on borough council, but they can change where they shop. And it's just shopping. It's that simple.
We're going to link arms and we're going to shop right here at this American factory. They make the products and they're all natural and they're good for us and they're affordable. Everything's made here in the USA.
That is switch2usa.com, switch2usa.com. We have been talking about how the world is going crazy with supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, and sky-high gas prices. We all know how the big box stores were allowed to stay open the entire time, while so many little guys, small business owners, and regular people were forced to close. The wealthiest on the planet became better off, while mom and pop suffered. The question is, What are we willing to do about it? How can our voices be heard? Well, you can vote with your dollars. That's how you make a difference. This is a call to action. Switch away from the big box conglomerates and shop factory direct at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer for all of your monthly consumables, toothpaste, shaving cream, laundry detergent, shampoo, healthy snacks, and now grass-fed beef, all delivered right to your door. Switch away from made in China and switch to made in the USA. It's one of the best ways to get around the crazy inflation. Shop with a family-owned company that puts their customers first rather than shareholders and corporate executives. I want you to join the parallel economy, join the massive sweep that's been happening through Patriot Nation, and decide today that you want to be a part of the movement to cut off their cash flow. Sign up. My friend Maria will give you a call back to enroll you, and then you can start shopping at this privately owned mom and pop. That is switch2usa.com. That is switch2usa.com. Switch to the number 2, USA.com. Last up is the LFA TV store. That's located at the beautiful LFA TV website. You see it right there on your screen for you. You can click on this pop-up to get you to the show that is currently live. As you see, it brought you to my show, live in front of you, just as an example. Click on the LFA. Don't worry that I was trying to click the X and miss. That's not what I was trying to do. It's okay. Click on the LFA TV store. Take a look at the flannels that are available there. The one that I'm wearing, there are a couple of other options as well. You will look good in them. But I can assure you, you will not look this good in them. You understand? But it's okay. I still encourage you to get it. Tag me on social media. Say, I think I look better than you. I'm going to say no. But good try. LFATV.us. Click on the store tab. It takes you to the LFA TV store. Check out the $10 overstock list as well. Or you can go directly to the store by going to jeremyherald.com/store. Let's get on with the good stuff here. We thank our sponsors. We got some good stuff going on. I see a lot of people jumping in the chat. A lot of people came from ThoughtCast. I saw a few people. I'm here from ThoughtCast. Great. We love it. Thank you, Jeff, over at ThoughtCast. Appreciate it. So Columbia University today came out and said that there was a 2 o'clock deadline, right, that you must clear the protests by 2 p.m. or else you'll all be suspended. As if these kids care about getting suspended.
Yeah.
Second of all of them, almost all of them, they're wearing masks and sunglasses. Third of all, a lot of them aren't students. So they're like, ha, these students are going to get in trouble for the crap that I'm doing. They're not students. A lot of them are paid protesters. We know that. Okay. These protesters are the demands, their amnesty from all the bad things that they've done, all of this, you know, and they're playing the victim. We were negotiating with the school, but then the school came out and cut the negotiations off and said, you're going to get suspended. Well, yes, because you're asking for stuff that's ridiculous. How about this? The pro-Palestine protesters, right? These people are negotiating with Columbia University. How about you get on the phone, you call your Hamas buddies over there in Rafah. That's what this is all about. No, it's not about Hamas. It's about Palestine. Oh, really? Who elected Hamas? The people of Palestine. Okay, great. Good. Now that we got that out of the way. Well, we don't know Hamas. Oh, no, wait. One of you all said you are Hamas. You're all Hamas, and you called a Jewish person a pig. That's not a nice thing to do either. If I did it, it would be all over the place. But because the cowbell banging, you know, probably hormone replacement therapy taking liberal crazy person in a keffiyeh scarf that she probably ordered from Amazon, has no idea what it is, or even if it's on right, said we're all Hamas. Long live Hamas, they all said too. Another voice, that's two people who said that. Why don't you get on the phone? You're talking about negotiations and all these demands. Why don't you get on the phone and talk to Hamas? And tell them they should start negotiating, because all of this violence, all of it, could be over tomorrow if they surrender and release the hostages. Why doesn't Hamas want to surrender? Because as we've been talking about for months, they seek a what? Permanent war with Israel. Permanent war. From the river to the sea means getting rid of all of Israel, all of its Jewish inhabitants, and replacing them, obviously, with these Palestinian Muslims, right? That's what this means. From the river to the sea means exterminating and destroying everything under the borders of Israel right now. Everything. And everyone. Destroying and exterminating. But Israel's committing genocide in Palestine. Why? How? They got attacked by Hamas. Honestly, if innocent people are dying in Gaza right now, it's because Hamas is the ones throwing them in between them and the bullet. We've seen this a million times. I cannot take it anymore. Oh, and all of the terrible things being said by those terrible Zionists. That's my favorite one. And everyone takes my stance of Israel has the right to completely destroy Hamas as I want to send endless amounts of money to Israel. No, I don't. I want to send precisely $0 and 0 cents outside of this country every single year. That's what I'd like to send. $0 and 0 cents to any country not named the United States of America. That's what I want. That's what I want. And when I say Israel has the right to defend, I'm not talking about Netanyahu. I don't care about him. I could give a rat's ass about any politician. Netanyahu, Zelensky, Putin, Biden. I love Trump. I think he's going to be a great president. He could do what he wants to do. I'm talking about the people, the constituents of those countries, the residents, the inhabitants, the citizens of those countries. A lot of Jewish people in Israel, I think. I don't think they call it the Jewish state because there's no Jews in Israel. There's plenty of Jews. They don't deserve to be slaughtered in the streets. Nobody does. Nobody does. But there was no large-scale slaughter in the streets before Hamas did the October 7th attack. There were rocket barrages here or there. Israel would intercept the missiles. You know, it wasn't the safest place to live, but it wasn't under, you know, terror. There weren't hostages being taken over and over and over again. It was somewhat stable. Hamas caused the conflict. They took hostages with them. A lot of them are dead, which is very sad. Very sad. And now, if they want the whole thing to end, if they want the ceasefire, give back the hostages and surrender. But they won't surrender. So if anything, and you know, because you hear them crying, oh, Israel, they're using all this excessive force. Well, that means you can't overcome the IDF, correct? You cannot overcome what Israel has. Right? I don't care how many mortars you pull out of a goat's ass, you're not going to destroy Israel. It's not going to happen. Right? So if you're outgunned, outnumbered, you surrender. Stop putting your people through what your activists are calling genocide. You are the reason why this is continuing. If Hamas surrenders tomorrow and releases the hostages, that's it. You get your ceasefire. But instead, what the students on these campuses are doing, they are threatening, they're saying that Israel's the bad guy. That Israel should let cancer grow on its body. If you had a tumor and the doctor told you, we could take that tumor out of your body and you'll live, would you let it continue to go or would you let it sit there and spread? Of course, you're going to eliminate the tumor. Hamas is the tumor and they don't seem to get it. Or they do and they're actually anti-American crazy people. And how did they wind up where they are? How'd they wind up thinking this way about our country? How'd they do it? Diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's not, oh, Sean doesn't like diversity. He wants all the schools to be all white. No, no, no. The idea of diversity is a great idea. The idea of equity is a stupid idea. You can't do that. The idea of inclusion is a great idea. As a matter of fact, I'm a free speech absolutist. I don't like when people chant death to America. However, one could argue, as long as all you're doing is chanting and no one's actually taking your words seriously, you're not inciting, you technically have the right to say that. But you also have the right to be criticized for saying that. Now, my favorite thing is, well, you're criticizing somebody over their opinion. Yes, I am. That's politics, is it not? It's, well, it's free speech. He's allowed to say it. I agree. I'm allowed to disagree with him, am I not? Some guy wants to chant death to America on my street corner? Have a blast. I could stand with him with a sign that says I'm with stupid. I could do that too. Now, he talked about these campuses. This is diversity, equity, inclusion at work. This is what they did. Okay? This is what they did. They teach about the colonization. It's all stolen land. Aren't these words, all these words popping up in DEI frameworks around the country, of assignments around the country? The United States, they stole the land from the indigenous people. And then they called them Redskins in a football stadium. Hey, you know? And the Braves fans do the chop. And so do the FSU people. And they're all racist, and everything's got to be torn down, including baseball and including everything. Comedy, it's got to be torn down. That was insensitive. It's a freaking joke. The best comedian is an equal opportunity offender. He offends everybody. I like those people because you never know when you're coming up. You never know. But I like it. Equal opportunity offender. These students have been taught to think this way about our country and taught to think this way about Jews. You know, I heard an interesting point. The teachers' teachers probably were some of the people who came to our country, Operation Paperclip, you know, when the Nazis fell. NASA in particular hired a lot of their rocket scientists to help get us to the moon. Wernher von Braun was a Nazi missile specialist. That guy was responsible for thousands, if not tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of deaths that came at the hands of Nazi rockets that were developed by Wernher von Braun. He designed NASA's Saturn V rocket, the Apollo that got us to the moon. You want to say a Nazi put us on the moon? You could make the case. If, of course, you believe the moon landing happened and you don't think it's made of cheese. Okay? You look at those people coming to NASA, you better be... You'd be severely mistaken if you didn't think academia pulled some of these very effective Nazi professors. What do you think they were going to come here and teach? The teachers were taught by people, probably, who were taught by Nazis in some capacity. Heard them talk about this on I think it was Fox today. Uh-uh. It was actually the guy that Andrew Wilkow had on Friday, talking about how these professors became this way. So I mentioned earlier in the chat, hope you understand, that the students, and this is leading into this, the students have been taught to think this way. What you're witnessing on college campuses, this is behavior that they have been programmed to do. Yeah, here comes the tinfoil hat segment. Sean says they're being brainwashed into schools. Yes, I do. I've been saying that for years. And what we're seeing today on college campuses is proof of that. If the left really cared about anti-Semitism, how the hell did left-wing indoctrination centers, government education, how did it produce so many anti-Semites? If they care so much about education, if they care so much about anti-Semitism. The fact of the matter is, as I just said on Salcido's show, that the left is, they are breathing life onto the remaining embers of the Third Reich. But I mentioned before, who is funding the protests? And a lot of you said George Soros and Clinton and Obama and the usual suspects. And I bet you, you're probably right on some of that. Soros, for sure. We know that he's pretty much behind all this. But folks, I got to tell you, the mystery funder, the who else is there, you're not going to believe it, is you. You're funding this. What? I'm not funding this. I'm watching Ungoverned on LFA TV. I would never fund something like this. No, you are. You are funding the protests. $7 billion in taxpayer funds went to Ivy League universities with anti-Israel protests. You say, but that's not funding the protests. That's funding the universities. Oh, really? Who's teaching the kids why they're protesting? You're funding this. That sucks, right? That's like a damn. How the hell is that possible? This is why. This is why, again, and the story that we're going to talk about the second half of the show as well, this conservative Christian family, this is why it's very important to get the message out. This is why I tell you to share it. I don't tell you to do it because I'm excited to just keep saying the same things I say every day. No, because when you go to a generational Jewish Democrat voter and you say, do you like these protests on Columbia? No, they're horrible. Did you know that you're funding them? What do you mean I'm funding them? Do you pay taxes? Yeah, I pay taxes. Well, $7 billion in taxpayer funds went to these Ivy League universities. But that doesn't mean I'm funding them. That just means I'm, you know, some of my money is going to these universities for, you know, useful things. Who do you think taught these kids to feel this way? Well, let's take a look at the universities. How quick are some of these universities to shut the protests down? How aggressive are they? Not very aggressive, probably because they feel the same way as some of these protesters, huh? Oh, wow, maybe I am. Maybe I am funding these. That stinks. Well, I would love to not fund them. Well, you can't not pay taxes right now. It's against the law. But you know who's going to lower your taxes? Donald Trump. You know who's going to let the Trump tax cuts expire in 2025? Joe Biden. There's only, and there's only one segment. It's not like it's one party. There's one segment of one party that believes in responsibly spending taxpayer money. And it's the conservative America First populist segment of the Republican Party. That is growing, by the way. I don't care what anyone, oh, well, you know, MAGA lost this, MAGA lost, No. It's growing, and it's growing from people you wouldn't expect it to grow from. It's not like we're taking Republicans and moving them further towards us. No, there are pissed off Democrats like that union guy who said, hey, Joe Biden, F you on live television. Beautiful job. Beautiful job. Like that union leader who said, we're essentially all Democrats, but we're not happy because everything is too expensive and they're taking away our jobs and the illegal immigrants are coming first. So no, you're not going to eliminate the fact that your taxes are going to the Ivy League schools right away. But you could certainly now join together with each other and say, end federal funding. Well, why would you want to do that? Because the taxpayers don't want to fund what is contributing to the anti-Semitism on these campuses. Does this make sense? Do you understand what I'm saying, how I'm saying that, indirectly, the American taxpayer is funding the anti-American protests because the money from your taxes going in to the system and, you know, the government, and then they are giving it to these universities. Those universities are teaching those children and putting the thoughts inside of the children's heads. Colonization, stolen land, you know, indigenous peoples, all of those same things. They're applying them to Israel. That system of education is funded $7 billion by the taxpayers. Not in full, but in part. And this is why I said the show, the left is losing control. I titled the show, the left is losing control of its activists. Because they loved producing students that did what they needed them to do in the streets, right? Black Lives Matter, which again is a much more reasonable message than death to America, I think. More people would probably fall for BLM, not DTA. They're not falling for that. The left funded this. They created this. They used this as a way to produce more leftists. The problem now is that the leftists that they've created by allowing this cancer in their party to grow, it's now out of control. They can't please both sides. I said this on October 12th, that this was going to be an issue for them and it was only going to get worse. And it is only getting worse. I want to play this clip from Corinne Jean-Pierre today. It's a little long, and it is Corinne Jean-Pierre, so anything over 5 seconds feels like an eternity when you're listening to her. This is the Biden administration's attempt at another very fine people on both sides incident here. They are terrified that they have lost control of their activists. Do you know what's going to happen outside the Democratic National Convention, the DNC convention in Chicago over the summer? Do you understand how bad that scene is going to be? That the guy they're going to nominate for president in there is being called Genocide Joe by the progressive left wing of the party. But if they choose those people, the Jews are never voting Democrat again. Listen to Corinne Jean-Pierre and how terrified she was, and she is, and the administration is, over this monster that is now broken free that they can't control. Take a listen.
Switching gears to another topic and following up on what you said earlier about the protests in Columbia. Earlier you talked about how you didn't want to comment on what school administrators might do, but the protesters themselves have now defied a 2 p.m. deadline. Should they leave?
The protesters themselves have?
Yes, there was a deadline for them to leave by 2 p.m. and they have not done so. What does the White House think?
You mean that Columbia has said there is a 2 p.m. deadline for them? Okay. I'm just not going to comment on leadership at colleges and universities, their decisions. That's for them to decide. We've been very clear. Americans have the right to peacefully protest, and we're going to continue to call out any type of hateful rhetoric, any type of potential hateful violence here. It has no place in America. Anti-Semitism, we're going to call out. It is abhorrent, and that is hate speech. We're just going to be consistent. When it comes to those types of decisions on campuses, that is something for college, universities, leadership to decide on.
That's the typical, we know something's happening, but we really don't want to talk about it. So we're just going to say that's up to the universities. The White House has no position on this? That's not good. That's weak. At the end of the day, somebody wants to see you make a decision and take a stand. There's no middle ground here. There's no middle ground. You either are denouncing the anti... Look, there may be some, very few, and in this case, very few, protesters at these college demonstrations who actually believe that Palestine should be free. The rest of them, the aggressive ones, calling for the river, from the river to the sea, that's violent. That's not nice. I can tell you that. And the White House will not take a position. They will not take a position. So the anti-Semitism, we're going to call out the anti-Semitism. Yeah, we'll call out the anti-Semitism. Oh, yeah, you're going to call it out? That's hate speech, but we're not really going to get into it because that's up to the colleges. Huh. Okay. Now you decide as the government, you're not going to overreach. Now you decide. If those were MAGA protests, you'd be all over it. There would be no federal funding tomorrow to Yale. I'm telling you right now. None. If Liberty University held a huge protest outside, but MAGA supporters and, I don't know if Liberty U gets any federal funding. So that might not be a great example. But if a federally funded school all of a sudden got overwhelmed by MAGA students, you know how quickly they'd shut federal funding off? No. And then they'd find some guy, some idiot with some racist thing, whatever, and say, this is what's penetrating these protests are terrible and they must disperse and suspend them all and don't give any of them jobs. We're not seeing that at all. The White House not taking a side with this, it's very easy. It's very easy, but it's not easy for them. You see? Because morals, they're not steered by morals. They're not. They're steered by power. And you know what they think they can do? They think they can thread the needle here between the Jews and the anti-Jews. It's not going to work. And I'll tell you who it's not going to work for. The radical left always expects more. Always. So there's going to be an extinction burst, right? When you stop rewarding behavior favorably, even if it's bad behavior, whoever is behaving badly and not getting that reward is going to behave even more badly. They're like, I guess I didn't do that good enough. You know, if you teach a dog to bite and the dog bites and you stop rewarding it, he's going to just bite harder. Maybe I wasn't biting hard enough. I really want that treat, right? I mean, this is what you're going to watch. So if Joe Biden, in a moment of moral clarity, decides that he's going to back the Jews and say, you know what, this is absolutely ridiculous. The left, those protesters, are going to riot. And then if Biden condemns that, they're going to riot even harder. But that's their problem. That's not our problem. They're not going to stop till they get the reward. And then they get their reward and then they push for more. Kind of like there was that really, really angry Austrian fellow. He ran Germany for a while. He had a funny mustache. Hitler! Oh, yeah. He kept making demands and kept getting appeased and then kept coming back for more. Holy crap. The radical left-wing activists are acting like Hitler. I never would have thought. All the swastikas, I guess, didn't give it away. All right. I want to get to the conservative Christian family next. It's crazy what happened there. I don't know if it's anybody's fault. It's our fault. It's not their fault. It's our fault. By the way, in the chat, did you understand? Did it make sense that when I said that the taxpayers, $7 billion to the... What did it look like? Did you see that? When I said the taxpayers, $7 billion are going to the universities, that we are, in a way, funding them. Did that make sense to everybody? It did? All right, cool. Hopefully. We need to put people, responsible people, in all levels of government. That's why this every 4 years thing is ridiculous. We can't just come out on presidential years. We got to be involved as much as the left is. But there's more of us than are of them. We only have to work half as hard. And we'll win. All right. I want to get to Insurity Financial Services. That is insurityfinancialservices.com. Insurityfinancialservices.com. We love Insurity Financial Services. They are tremendous. They're a great sponsor of the show. They do amazing stuff. A lot of our members have, or a lot of our audience members have become involved with them in some way, shape, or form. And I want to tell you about life insurance. Go to www.insurityfinancialservices.com today to schedule your personal life insurance consultation. With life insurance, your health buys the policy, your dollars pay the premium. So call or schedule today. Get peace of mind before you rest in peace. You don't want to rest in peace. You don't want to rest in peace. What does Dan Bongino say? Don't get dead. Get peace of mind before you rest in peace with personalized life insurance for every stage, every need, and every situation. That is insurityfinancialservices.com. We've talked to you about their ambulance coverage, right? So you could legally never have to pay out of pocket for emergency transportation. We're also talking to you about now the life insurance over at insurityfinancialservices.com. It's right there on your screen for you. That's insurityfinancialservices.com. If you can't remember how to spell it, the QR code is right there for you as well. You could scan that, pause the video, scan that with your phone. InsurityFinancialServices.com. Check out their life insurance policies today. All right. Okay. We're good. We're doing good here. I think we're doing okay. How's everybody doing? Everybody doing all right? We need to know if you're not doing all right, thumbs down. We can't track it. I want to know. If you are doing all right, thumbs up. And by doing all right, I mean it's making sense. This is, you're understanding what we're talking about here, and we're going to continue on with some more, I guess, it's almost like, not psychology, but it's tactical. That's what we're doing, tactics, right? Let's start using our heads in order to reach people, because this family was a victim of not being informed. Everybody in the chat before said, conservative Christian family would probably know what's going on at Disney, right? They understand what's happening under the hood. It's not just Mickey Mouse. It's not just Donald Duck. There's some stuff, some strange stuff going on at Disney. You don't have to be tuned into LFA TV every day to know that. You would usually, if you're a conservative Christian family, you'd know it. Okay. Well, this is our fault, are not doing a good enough job getting the information out. It's not their fault. I don't want you to blame this family. What, do you live under a rock? No. If they do live under a rock, we're not shouting loud enough for them to hear. That's the point. This is our fault, not theirs. Okay? This is a little tough love. A conservative Christian family was shocked to find a trans woman playing an evil queen after paying $300 for dinner with Disney characters. Shocked. I read that and I said, how the heck could you be shocked? And then I said, you know what? This is our fault. This is not her fault. This is our fault. We thought it was painfully obvious that Disney was promoting this type of crap, that this was involved everywhere. We thought it was painfully obvious because we hear it amongst ourselves all the time. There are so many people like this family who have no clue. Why don't they have a clue? Why don't they have a clue? Because we don't do enough. We don't yell loud enough. We don't distribute enough. Project Veritas used to say distribution by proxy. That's why they were uncancelable. The video went out to a bunch of people on Telegram. You were able to download it, tag them, and share it. And next thing you know, you couldn't run from it. We don't have that type of infrastructure. What do we have? We have Rumble. It's all there. You put the link up. You share it. Less people will be as uninformed. They just spent $300 at a place they definitely didn't want to spend it. I'm sorry that she did that. I'm sorry that what we're doing didn't reach her. As many people as we think we've got, there are so many people who just don't know. None of us in this chat, none of us in this chat would be caught dead spending a dollar at Disney, let alone 300. I don't want to say none of us. Some go and they take the family, but the majority, whatever. Again, you want to take your kids there, and you want to explain, you know, keep them away from all the nasty stuff, and you, oh, well, your money's supporting it, whatever, nobody's perfect, I get it. I shop at Walmart sometimes, you know what I mean? If I can't find some of the Eclipse glasses, those came from Amazon, what am I going to do? Okay? At some cases. And my justification there is, well, if I can get something that's going to help enhance my show at Walmart, then the enemy has given me a chance to succeed even further. Great, I'm going to use that despite them. It's not going to change who I am because I shop there. The point of the matter is nobody in this chat, very little amount of people in this chat, would take their family to Disney ever, let alone want to spend $300 on a dinner with characters, only to find out one of the characters that was playing a queen was a guy. Because we're not loud enough. Our message just didn't reach her. That's our fault. Quote, a family has reached out to That Park Place claiming they spent over $300 on a character meet and greet dinner at Walt Disney World only to discover the evil queen character was almost certainly a biological male, said Walt Disney Pro, which shared the video. This represents the first time we've heard, listen to me, this is the family speaking. This represents the first time we've ever heard of Disney using a biological male to play an iconic biological female face character in the parks. The first time they've heard of anything like this. The first time, despite all the DeSantis lawsuits, despite Trump talking about what's going on with DeSantis, despite it being all over Fox News, despite it being shared all over the place, despite us doing shows, this family still had no clue that Disney does things like this. The first time. We're not loud enough. What can we do? We've got to start being a little more organized. We've got to start recruiting people to the channel. We've got to start super shares. They got to share it while it's on and then later again. Not just here. Share Kevin's show. Share Ryan's show. Share Jeremy's show. Share Mike's show. Get it all out there. We have to be better. There is no reason why this family shouldn't have known what to expect at Disney. No reason. Quote, this is literally nothing new, somebody said. They hire based on skill and similar facial features and height to other actors and actresses. Folks, I'm just saying, there's no reason why this family should have missed this, should have been surprised. The only reason, we still aren't operating 100% efficiency yet. We're never going to be at 100%. We're at about, I'd say, 50 or 60%. We want to win. We got to get as close to 100 as possible. We got to make sure less people. I don't think that family's ever going back to Disney. $300 for a dinner? Your kids are going to go up there? I bet you it wasn't just mom and dad either. The kids are probably, I don't think mom and dad are dining with Disney characters. Your kids are shaking hands with the evil queen or whatever. And it's a guy? I don't think that family's going back. They never should have went there in the first place. We had to have been better. That's the point. All right, next. Okay, let's do this. We're going to do the Trump RFK thing at the end. I want to talk to you about Tennessee, folks. This is some awesome stuff. Whole first half of the show, right, was about, ooh. The heck is in this water? Mm-hmm. Whole first half of the show Had to yell through that one. Didn't want that to happen the second time. We talked about how the system is producing rabid leftists, right? The system is producing it. The system is doing it. It's the system. I told you that the system is baking a cake using the ingredients they have to bake it, and the cake sucks. But Tennessee and North Dakota is introducing a new ingredient to the system to change the flavor. Okay, you want to indoctrinate students about leftist ideology? What if we put some pro-life stuff in the schools and mandated that? How would you feel? I want to play you this video. Tennessee governor signs the Baby Olivia Act, requiring public schools to show students a video of the unborn babies developing in the womb. It's long, but this is what all public school students are going to have to see if they're going through Tennessee public schools. Okay, you want to indoctrinate kids about left-wing stuff? We're going to show them exactly how life develops in the womb. So if it ever comes up that you want to have an abortion, you'll remember what you see in this video. Take a look at this.
This is Olivia. Though she has yet to greet the outside world, she has already completed an amazing journey. This is the moment that life begins. A new human being has come into existence. At fertilization, her gender, ethnicity, hair color, eye color, and countless traits are already determined. She begins to implant in the uterus about 1 week after fertilization. Her cells organize into what we call an embryo. At 3 weeks in 1 day, just 22 days after fertilization, Olivia's heartbeat can be detected. The buds of her arms and legs appear by 4 weeks. She begins to move between 5 and 6 weeks with both spontaneous and reflexive movements. At 6 weeks from fertilization, her brain activity can be recorded and bone formation begins. She can bring her hands together at 7.5 weeks and separate fingers and toes emerge. She can also begin to hiccup. At the beginning of the 9th week, Olivia will have grown from a single cell into nearly 1 billion cells, and she is now called the fetus. She will suck her thumb and swallow, grasp an object, touch her face, sigh, and stretch. At 11 weeks, she is playing in the womb, moving her body, and exploring her environment. Her taste bud cells have matured by week 12, but are still scattered throughout her mouth. Her mother will first sense Olivia's movements between 14 and 18 weeks, an event called quickening. Beginning at 18 weeks, ultrasounds show speaking movements in her voice box. Around 20 weeks, with a lot of help, babies have survived outside the womb. At 27 weeks, her eyes are responding to light. She can recognize her parents' voices and will even recognize lullabies and stories. Olivia has gone on an amazing journey during these last 9 months. She will soon signal to her mother that it is time for delivery and greet the outside world.
And that is what is now mandatory in all Tennessee public schools. The kids have to watch that. So what is the left doing? It's, what are they calling it? Propaganda. They are calling that video actual, like what happens as that baby, that fetus, that clump of cells, as it develops. They're calling it propaganda. It's propaganda! That's not propaganda. That's science. They don't like it. Why? Because it shows that a heart begins beating after 22 days. They don't like that. They don't like that. They don't want kids knowing that what they're killing isn't an actual human. They don't like, well, sorry, let me rephrase that. They don't like that kids now will know in Tennessee that when they have an abortion at some point in the process, they can go back to watch the baby Olivia video and say, oh my gosh, I'm 23 weeks in. 23 weeks is pretty late. Oh my gosh, I'm 15 weeks in. I was told it was just a thing. It wasn't a person. That looks like a person. So now they've inserted this ingredient into the cake. That's why I love this place. I'll tell you right now, I love Tennessee because the legislature was on fire this go around. And as much flack as I'll give Bill Lee for being soft on guns, etc., that man signed that bill because the people wanted him to sign it because it passed the legislature. And he may not agree. He may not even agree with how strict a lot of his constituents here in Tennessee want to be on abortion. But people spoke. It passed through the people's house here in Tennessee, passed through the legislature. He signed it. And now 1 million public school students are going to have to see that video. That's how you beat them. Throw different ingredients into the cake. Make it taste a little different. Little by little, we'll get it tasting great. All right. I want to get to a word from our friends at OFP Farms. I hope you enjoyed that. I think you enjoyed that. A lot of people enjoyed that video. It's pretty good. The students are going to see that. Left, they're calling it propaganda. You know you're hitting something good if the left is calling it propaganda. OFP Farms, ladies and gentlemen, is a family-owned and operated goat farm producing quality goat milk products for everyday use, soaps, lotions, lip balms, all-natural pain relief, and beard products. Now, goat milk is packed naturally with essential vitamins that help to heal skin and promote regrowth of dead skin cells damaged by everyday life, harsh chemicals, and exposure to the elements. Every product is made with premium ingredients in small batches to maintain quality. OFP Farms is a patriotic America first, God-fearing small family farm that creates, produces, and ships directly from their farm. And now, folks, it's the Mother's Day Garden Gift Box. You got to look at this thing. Mother's Day, May starts this week, which is like ridiculous and crazy. This is the Mother's Day Garden Gift Box. Mother's Day right around the corner. OFP Farms is celebrating moms with an exclusive Mother's, not chest feeders, moms. With an exclusive Mother's Day Garden Gift Box, the luxurious collection is a tribute to express love and appreciation, crafted to bring joy and comfort to the amazing women in your life. Whoa, the OFP Farms thing wasn't there. It was a black screen of color. There we go. Be sure to visit their website at OFPFarms.com and browse their selection of products. Perfect for Mother's Day and every day. Don't forget to use the promo code LFA, Lima Foxtrot Alpha, at checkout for 20% off your purchase for a limited time only. That is OFPFarms.com. Use the promo code LFA for 20% off. Get mom some amazing OFP Farms products. I know a lot of people say they can't go on without it. So share that joy with your ma. OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA for 20% off. And you know what? Last but not least, we're not going to do Lindell today. Mike Lindell, we'll do Lindell tomorrow. I promise you, Lumpy Pillows video tomorrow. I want to talk about Trump and RFK and what I think may be happening here. I'm not one to always say, it's 5D chess. That's not me. But I do think that this Trump RFK thing that he did on Truth Social was in response to one poll, which showed RFK taking more from Trump than Biden, but that's an outlier. See the new CNN poll, by the way? Trump leads by 6 with RFK in the race. He leads by 9. It's nice. But what I wanted to say about this RFK thing, I don't think it is in response to that, but I think he's doing two things at once here. Number one, he's showing everybody that RFK is a radical leftist. Okay? He's a left-wing guy. He's a progressive, if you will, right? It says, if Republicans knew the true story about him, Jr., RFK Jr., is totally anti-gun, an extreme environmentalist who makes the Green New Scammers look conservative, and a big-time taxer, an open border advocate, and an anti-military vet. That's what he says about RFK. Now, there are some Republicans right now who are probably answering polls, you know, protest voting. I'm voting for RFK because of my conservative principles. Show me where in your list of conservative principles, taking guns away, open borders, abortion, show me where that's in there. That's not in your prints. Come on, let's get over this now. Can we get over this now? The primary's been over for a while. Get over it! Point is this. I think by Donald Trump right here, branding RFK a radical leftist, and extolling what makes him and exposing what makes RFK a radical leftist. As all of these radical leftists are protesting on college campuses, right? And you know, the radical left cannot keep their eyes off of Donald Trump. So let's bake another cake right here, right? Here's the ingredients. Radical left, pro-Palestine, anti-American protesters are very upset with Joe Biden. In 2020, they loved Joe Biden because he was the BLM. He was, you know, in line with BLM and all that, right? Now they're upset with Joe Biden because he's straddling the fence with Israel, right? Here comes Donald Trump saying, that RFK guy is a radical leftist. Almost like he's telling the radical leftists, oh, if you don't want to vote for Biden, there's that guy too. You know what? If that's not what he's doing, I bet you it's a side effect of what he's doing. Donald Trump is speaking to the radical left there, I think, telling them, there's a candidate for you. Don't just protest Joe. Vote for RFK. Effectively moving the radical left away from Joe Biden by branding the other Democrat in the race a radical leftist. I think it's tactically brilliant. Maybe that's what he's doing. Maybe it's not, but I do see that as a potential side effect, especially if he continues criticizing RFK. Let's see what happens. We got Will Johnson coming up next with Culture Wars at 6 p.m. Eastern, Based America with Drew Hernandez at 7 p.m. Eastern, and Stone Zone with the great Roger Stone at 8 p.m. Eastern. As President Trump says, we will never give up. We will never give in. And we will never, ever surrender. It's not going to happen. And if all else fails, we'll just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Head over to the website, farashmedia.com. Check out everything we have to offer over there. Of course, you can head over to lfatv.us, as we said. Check out the store and make sure you're following this channel. Also, give us a thumbs up if you liked it. Did you like it? Did you not like it? If you didn't like it, thumbs down. Fine, be honest. If you did like it, thumbs up and a comment. How about a comment below the video? I try and respond to a bunch. We'll get the audio up there later. So go ahead and sign up for our audio podcast. Anywhere you get your podcast, to search for Ungoverned. Hit subscribe. Everything right there. It's all completely free. Hit the thumbs up here on the way out. Make sure you're following this channel on the way out. Sign up for the email list on our website, farashmedia.com, as well. And subscribe to our podcast anywhere you get your podcast. Thank you so much for watching, listening. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, rumble.com/LFATV. And to all of you that are living in a pup tent, as John Fetterman says, supporting Hamas, it ain't working. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.